Welcome to the Josie Show. My guest, Dan Koba. Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me here at the Josie Show. I appreciate
you. You bet. I'm here in the frozen tundra of Wisconsin.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Our producer's from Wisconsin, so this is going to be fun. And you know, what's really cool about you is you have a new song out. We actually did the premiere of your latest song titled Hey There, Mr. Rogers. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about this song?
Well, I started out, what I'm trying to do is coax Aaron Rodgers into staying.
Mm-hmm.
May. And so I put the song together. I made it, in the beginning I had it kind of negative, but then I decided to turn it into a positive song and more or less begging him to stay.
Right. I love it. I think it was well done.
I did it originally in La Crosse, Wisconsin, and then mm-hmm. would shift everything down to SMS Studios down in Nashville with Mike Shrimp, and the touches that they put onto it, it's like baking a cake and he's the designer.
Right. I love it. Well, it turned out very well. It really did.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. So you had a really great team behind you. That's for sure. It's an incredible song and also just so well done. You know, I know how dedicated Green Bay Packer fans are. You know, like I said, you know, my producer is from Wisconsin. So where do you think that kind of dedication to the team comes from?
Well, I started out in 1968 mm-hmm. with my grandfather taking, or excuse me, 66. Mm-hmm. My grandfather took me to my very first Packer game, and it was 13 below zero at the time, and it was just such an experience. I still wear a Packer watch. I do hold 2 shares of stock in the Packer.
Wow, that's amazing.
Remember now, it's people owned.
Yeah.
And so when you go out and you buy a share of stock, it's absolutely worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you can do is go and vote, but it's the idea that hey. You're an owner of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, hey, come on. I love it. Oh, that is awesome. If you had to guess, how many Packers games do you think you've been to?
30.
Nice. Love it. Love it. And I have to ask you, are you thinking about, you know, maybe a music video for this one at all?
Well, I think I'd love to. You know mm-hmm. what I'd love to do
mm-hmm.
is meet Aaron Rodgers.
That would be really, really cool. And especially if you were to do a music video, have him in the video, that would be a win-win.
And receiving his 40-some million dollars, that'd be really cool, too.
Yeah, it would be. You got it. That's right. That would be amazing. We got to start a petition or something. We got to get that to happen. But yeah, so I have to ask because, you know, this song is available, Hey There, Mr. Rogers. Where can fans be able to go and find this song?
Well, you can go on any of my areas. I've got my name is Dan Koba, KOUBA.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go on Dan Koba, singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Or, it's on Spotify and all the other things. I'm not very technological. I'm a paper and pencil guy.
Love it. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. But they can find you. You're everywhere. If they just type in your name.
Have you heard my story?
I have.
Yeah, I started playing guitar at age 64.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've written 89 songs and I've had 41 published. So
wow.
I've been pretty happy.
Yeah, you have, and busy. So what is next for you? Because you do have, you know, so many songs in your catalog. Are you currently writing or maybe ready to release some more music out to the public?
Yes, I've written a song recently that's going to be done by a woman,
mm-hmm.
Angela Prim. It's a story about a lady. I did a song called Thank You, Mom, for my mother for Christmas of 2016. I didn't know what to get her, so I wrote her a song.
I love that.
And I was able to sing that song at my mom's funeral
mm-hmm.
in 18. But I was singing this song, Thank You, Mom,
mm-hmm.
To this lady, and she had her head down. And I said, what's the matter, honey? And she said, I didn't have a mother.
Oh.
And she said that her mother left her off at the neighbor's house when she was 2 years old and came back to pick her up 18 and a half years later.
Wow. Wow.
So I wrote a song called Abandon, mm-hmm. and I'm very proud of that one that's not out yet. My biggest thing is Apache Blues. Apache Blues is a documentary that's going to be out this year that I wrote quite a few of the songs for.
Mm-hmm.
And as I tell people, I was inspired by the documentary. It's a story of the search and rescue boys of Vietnam, the mm-hmm. Apache Blues troop,
right.
and all that they had gone through. The actual documentary is about directors of the thing that are been on the road, and they're actually finding out that the Vietnam vets could actually help out the vets of today because they've been there, they've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a mentorship.
Is that available so I could be able to check that out?
Apache Blues, you can go online, get a lot of my music off of there.
Perfect.
But the movie is not out yet.
Okay, so that's not out yet, but we will definitely have to check that out once it is released, because that sounds very interesting.
Terrific. Some of the best stuff I've ever done.
Oh, it sounds like it. So where do you really draw it from when you're ready to write a new song, pen to paper? You know, what comes to mind? Do you really just relate with more of relatable content, things that happen to you in your day-to-day life? Or, you know, what do you usually like to write about?
I will tell you a quick story. It was Christmas a year ago. My wife of 47 years only said to me at the kitchen table, "You know, Dan, I think we've met the winter of our year."
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Hold that thought." And I went and I wrote the song Winter of Our Years, and I came back 15 minutes later with the song. So how do I motivate that? I really don't know. I would say that if something trips my trigger, I'm gonna write about it. Usually I tell people that I write about things that either I'm very proud of
mm-hmm.
or that I want to have changed.
Right. It all depends.
My next release is called We the People,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be out in the next 2 months.
Perfect.
And that is dealing with, there's 21 voices in it. Bobby G. Rice, my buddy from Nashville, is in it. Neetha Denise, Angela Prim, all those people that I deal with in Nashville.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And it's more or less saying, politicians, do your job or we're going to take our country back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty powerful.
It sounds powerful. Whew. I'm excited to hear that one. So that one's coming out in the next couple of months. So we all have to keep an eye out for that one.
Yeah, that's called We the People.
We the People. And we know Bobby G. Rice. That's awesome.
Well, Bobby G. Rice is the guy that got me into Nashville.
Really? Is he?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm from a town called Hillsboro in Wisconsin, which is right near Richland Center. And when I went down to play some music on the radio down there one day, I said, "Is there any such a thing as a honest producer of music?" Bobby G. Rice's name came up, and Bobby G. has just directed me in the right direction all the way along the line.
Yeah, he's incredible. You can't go wrong with Bobby G. Rice, I'm telling you. And so I'm very excited about that. So we're gonna have to keep an eye out for the new song We the People. And what is the best place to keep up with all of your latest news? You know, websites, social networking sites?
I think it's called DKandtheJ.com.
Okay.
Which stands for Dan Koba and the Journeyman.
Perfect. I love it. Everyone, please make sure you go and check him out. Check out all of the new music that is coming out. But of course, make sure you check out Hey There, Mr. Rogers right now, available everywhere that you can buy and stream music. You do not want to miss out. You have to hear it if you haven't yet. And I have a fun question for you. Are you ready? I love my fun questions.
Yep.
All right. So what would be your dream stage to play on? What's a dream venue?
Austin City Limits.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when I get on Austin City Limits,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to, the third song that I'm going to do is called Papa.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a song that I wrote for my 5 grandchildren. I'm going to play Austin City Limits. I swear I'm going to play it.
Yes.
But when I get on there and I get to do Papa, that's going to be my goal.
Absolutely. It'll happen. If you put your mind to it, it can happen. I'm telling you, you're a very motivated person. I love that. Very, very nice. And then the next fun question that I have for you, is there an artist out there today that you would love to work with?
Toby Keith.
Yes. Oh, great answer. That would be amazing.
Toby Keith. If Toby Keith would sit and listen to some of the stuff that I write and he wrote and he would do my song, I would be in heaven.
Yes. That would be it. That's all you need. My goodness. I'm a huge fan, so that made me very happy.
Have you heard my song? It's still on the charts. It's called...
Which one?
Pink Sunglasses.
No, I have not.
Pink Sunglasses is my spoof on COVID-19.
Oh, no, really? Oh, I have to check that out.
I was traveling one day and I broke my glasses.
Yeah.
Went into the Red Mound store and I said, do you have any glasses? Any sunglasses? And they said, got a whole rack of them. And the whole rack was pink. And they were $14.95, which I thought was a damn ripoff.
Wow, and that's a lot for sunglasses.
I bought a pair and I was walking out the door and I know everybody. And the guy says, Koba, where did you get those ugly glasses? And I said, well... you don't know much, do you? And he said, what do you mean? I said, these, I've learned how to breathe through my eyes in COVID-19, and these are my COVID-19 cure. And he went in and bought a pair, and we have a picture in the Red Mound store in Wisconsin of him and I wearing these goofy glasses. And so I went home and wrote a song called The Pink Sunglasses. I should have called it The COVID-19 Cure.
Right.
I called it Pink Sunglasses instead.
Now I need to see these.
Number 15 on the charts right now.
Really? Congratulations. That's amazing. Oh, now I need to see these sunglasses. Now I'm curious. I need a picture of these sunglasses. Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Ugly.
They are. Are they? Oh my goodness. I have to see it. Oh, but I love it. I love it. Congratulations for being on the chart. Number 15, you said. That's amazing.
It has been all the way to number one.
Has it? Oh.
Yep. On Airplay Express, if you know what that is.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Airplay. I'm excited to see what is next for you and your career. And I hope everyone checks you out and checks out, hey there, Mr. Rogers, available now. And I want to thank you so much for chatting with me. And please come back anytime. You were incredible to talk to. And it was fun getting to hear your story. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And good luck.
Oh, you too. Dan Cope, everybody. Check him out.